and welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Transportation System.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Hey, hey, welcome back to the Double Dose of Disney. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Tony.
And yes, we are back. We took a little bit of break because life, twins, toddlers, work, sleep, you get it.
But we did miss it. This was a big part of like the last year and a half.
Well, we started.
We created this podcast before we had our girls.
Yeah, we started it in I think like August of 23. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. It's like being at Disney when we're not there. Like most people say about any podcast.
Yeah, for
us. This is a good outlet for us.
Right. It's always been kind of like something that we do together. That's so joyous to me. And I honestly was like, I miss doing this so much. And I kept telling Tony that. So
I'm trying to think of the word in conglomerating. What we like, I don't know the word. I'm not a word guy.
What are you talking about?
Bringing what we've learned and what we listen to together and in one room.
Yeah.
For 20 or 30 minutes. So we listen to other things. We watch a lot of things, YouTube, whatever, you know, news.
We create other things. I do.
Yeah. So this is sitting down and bringing it all together.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're kind of easing back in with a mini season of 6, like, fun, easy episodes. It just kind of feels like us hanging out. Like, no pressure, just Disney convos and laughs, all of that stuff. Hopefully we'll add more to that, but that's kind of what we're, like, aiming for now. My thing is, too, is when we do the podcast, I love, like, one time when we went to Disney, we did only dining locations we had never eaten at before. And I feel like for Tony, because this is what I do on a day in, day out basis, like booking trips, creating content, all of that. Like, I really have this Disney focus all the time. For Tony, I feel like it kind of like helps pull him into that too. And it's always really fun.
You got to re-wrangle me back in.
Yeah. You know what? I had to go like find him. He was wandering around on the prairie and I had to wrangle him back in.
Yeah, I do with a lot of people every day.
No,
I
bring
myself back into the funner life. We got new mics too.
Yeah. So we actually have
I'm looking at a new fuzzball.
We actually have a much easier setup.
They're very cute.
Why I didn't do this before, I have no idea. But these are like, I don't know, they're like lapels or laviers, whatever you call them.
That's what you see people around the parks wearing, like little fuzzball.
Yeah.
So we're trying this out. See what works.
But it plugs into my phone, so we can be totally remote while we're talking to you.
We may do one of these when we go to Disney now. I'll bring this one.
I actually thought about that. I thought that would be fun to like do one from the parks too. And also,
we'll walk and talk.
If you are someone who has a business or you're trying to be as efficient as possible, look into ChatGPT for things, because I tell Tony this all the time. Like, I use ChatGPT to like get this idea. So, yeah, I don't know. I think we're really excited, like, for this, like, well, let's call it the new era of the podcast. It's a new podcast era. We're back and better than ever.
Yeah, we're rejuvenated.
Yeah. Yeah. Now the girls,
that means.
I feel like the last time we talked to you guys, we had just celebrated the girl's first birthday. I think we may have ghosted you on. Did we record the podcast in 2025 at all or no?
I don't even know what month it is.
I know that we recorded the podcast before we went to Disney for their first birthday trip. And then we went to Disney again in March with my family for a big family trip. And we could do a whole, that was our last episode. We did an episode about like family trips, like big group trips.
We started crashing on our media. We were recording. We were getting some technical difficulties. And we paused. We were recording full episodes that didn't even get out.
No, and
you know, we were having a lot of, and we're basically landing two tornadoes every day in our house.
Don't call them that.
It's in a good way, but it is what it is. So we're trying to figure out where the time slots land to do these.
Yeah. The girls are, the girls are a year and a half now, so they are full into toddler mode, and it is so much fun. And I was telling Tony, like, when we first started doing this, I remember our first trip. We did this when, like Tony said, when I was pregnant with them. This was, like, our way to stay in, like, the magic of Disney from Texas, because we couldn't travel there. And then I remember our first trip with him. It was so much fun. We're going back to Disney again in July, and we made so many fun videos from the park of, like, remember, we were just like, I remember when we were like walking through Frontierland, and we made videos for like our TikTok channel. And I want to bring all of that back to you. Like, I really genuinely miss that so much. And we started all of this just because we wanted to show how we traveled to Disney as a family with twin toddlers. Now they were twin babies at the time. And also too, like, doing family God's way, not just the way that, like, sometimes it feels like the world's like, wait and make those memories later on. We're like, we have been intentional wanting to do that from the start.
Yeah. I don't know what, there is no perfect for what, you know, it's just, you, it's what you make either way.
Yeah.
So today, today we're doing all about our dream Disney date night.
Yeah.
If you had the perfect plan for a night, just two of you, or whatever the scenario, no kids, no clocks, I don't know how that works.
Well, like, no time limit.
No, nothing. No kids. No, nothing.
Yeah.
We may have one of those in the future. We just have to bring somebody with us.
Yeah.
We'll have to do the, hey, grandma, come with us this time. We want you to be a part of this journey. We need to leave you.
Yeah.
Well, how else would we get the date?
No, we love our families so much. But at the same time, like, Disney is our place. And we like seeing, like, all of our, like, friends when we're there and stuff, and it just feels much more fast-paced when, like, you bring other people into the bubble with you. I don't know. Let's see. We'll see what happens in the future. We used to do date nights all the time to Disney, by the way, when we started going to Disney, because it was our anniversary trip. So we, for this, we each came up with our picks, where we'd eat, what we'd ride, what we'd snack on, and a couple of fun surprises.
Yeah. So grab a glass of wine, a drink.
A Mickey snack, waffle.
A Mickey bar, which we
found
some that are dairy free version that are small ones. So grab one of those or whatever you got.
Yeah. If you've listened to the podcast for a long time, you know that I like to eat healthy and everybody laughs because I eat like fish everywhere at Disney, apparently.
It's still chocolate. It's not like it's like healthy.
No. Well, yeah. So, but. I typically eat like these, like this brand, it's called Good Pop. I like their popsicles. Not that it's healthy, but it's a healthier version. They're made with like oat milk or whatever if you're dairy free. I told Tony, I was like, I think that they make Mickey bars now. And I was at the grocery store the other day and I saw them. So we got them. So grab yourself something and let's have some fun.
First off, would you eat?
We're gonna go back and forth. If we were doing a date night in the parks, I would say we would eat Hollywood Brown Derby. You want to know why?
I almost picked that one.
You want to know why? Because it needs a do-over for me.
I didn't know this if you wanted to explain it or not.
I'm mortified to tell this story, kind of, but not really. So when we were at Disney in March, we had been there, I don't know, for like 5 days or whatever, and I have a sensitive stomach, like. And I love to drink like the like what kitschy drinks when we go to Disney and stuff like that. So like sweet drinks and stuff like that. I don't do that at home, but I'll do that at Disney. Anyway, it was the last day of our trip. We were at Hollywood Studios. Hollywood Studios is my absolute favorite park. I love Ronto Roasters. So I told Tony, let's get a Ronto in the morning for breakfast. He and I got a Ronto. We got the girl something. And I got a Surly Sarlacc, which is one of my favorite drinks Disney sells. And I drank like a couple of sips of it. And I was like, nah, I just don't want this. I ate the Ronto Roaster. We went about our morning. And then this day was like the last day of our trip. And the girls were – typically we go back to the resort for part of the day. And we didn't this trip because our family was with us. It was just more go, go, go. So the girls were kind of like having meltdowns. We stopped at Baseline Tap House, got a charcuterie board. We ate that. And we got a drink. And I like didn't even finish that drink either. Anyway, we go back to – we go back to our resort. For break, that night for dinner, we had dinner reservations at Hollywood Brown Derby. Kind of like finale dinner with all of our family. I was so excited to eat there. I've always wanted to eat there. Heard such great things about it. We've only eaten at the lounge. Anyway, go back to the resort and like I was like, oh, my stomach's not feeling good. Like, I don't know why my stomach's not feeling good, but whatever. I'll just take like, I don't know, whatever. Stomach medicine. I'll be fine. We end up going back to Hollywood Studios and I'm still like, I don't feel good, but I'm just going to eat something light for dinner. I ordered a kid's salmon with mashed potatoes. I only ended up eating the mashed potatoes because I got violently ill in the bathroom. Like, it wasn't that I had been drinking all day and I was like throwing up because I was like had too much to drink. No, I was like sick from something we ate. I don't know what it was. It was mortifying. I was so embarrassed. I didn't tell anyone until we left the restaurant. And
yeah, I don't think anybody would want to know.
No, my brother, I told my brother and he was like, oh, wait, I don't feel good either. I hope it's not going to be like that on the day we travel home. Remember that? Everybody was like kind of like nervous.
I ate the same thing you ate, so I don't know what.
I don't know. I used to have really bad acid reflux. So sometimes, like, that kind of, like, if I drink too much sweet stuff, that'll, like, happen. It never, ever has happened like that, though. So I was mortified. I was perfectly fine. But I need to go back to Hollywood Brown Derby and redeem myself because I did not get a good thing there. You got, like, what? Like, the pork chop? It was, like, root beer glazed pork chop?
Can't remember if it was a pork chop or if it was, like, a kind of a steak.
It looked good.
Either way, you can't get anything better.
Yeah, but I need to go back
Hollywood
there.
Hollywood Brown Derby.
Yeah.
I've experienced it all. Yeah, you need a redemption on that one.
I do need a redemption on that. I mean,
and everyone enjoys just for the salad.
Yeah. And I've had the salad before. The salad is good. We've eaten at the lounge like several times. They used to have a really good burger. But I just think Hollywood Brown Derby would be a really fun date night spot.
I almost feel like it's better outside almost.
I do too.
Nothing like crazy fancy. It's like it's kind of fancy inside, but
just felt really loud inside. Where
it's almost like a big cafeteria almost in a way.
Yeah.
It's not, but it just kind of feels like it.
The only thing I didn't like about eating there, and this is kind of like side note, because on a date night, we wouldn't have the girls with us, but they, for some reason, didn't have enough high chairs. And so, like, with twins, obviously, we need two high chairs. And our nephew was with us, too, so we need three high chairs. They only have one high chair at first, so we were holding both of the girls. Remember that?
I don't feel like there should be a whole lot of kids in there to begin with.
No, but my dad was like, how does a restaurant at Walt Disney World not have enough high chairs? Which, that happened at Crystal Palace one time, and they were like, oh, our high chairs got recalled.
That's different. That's
full of kids. Yeah.
This was a dinner.
Yeah, so my dad or my brother, one of them ended up like going
by. Hollywood Brown Derby.
Yes.
My pick.
Yeah.
In the first round. And full draft's going on right now. That's what's going on. Gotta go back. Cellier Steakhouse.
Oh, we've never eaten there.
Exactly. So I wanted to pick something that we wouldn't eat there probably with the girls. So it's something that would just be probably us two that would eat there.
You know what? If you've eaten it, LaSalle.
It's at Epcot, by the way. In Canada, William?
Yes. If you've eaten at LaSalle with your children, chime in. Fine dining. Let us know. What?
It's fine dining.
Because I feel like that would be, it's the same thing as.
So that's what they say, fine signature dining.
Yeah, but so is Hollywood Brown Derby.
Which you can use with the dining plan.
Right. So I feel like you take the kids there.
I was trying to look up and get a couple of the headlines. This is where they had the edible candle at one point.
Yeah, they don't have it anymore.
Yeah, this is where you get that good steak.
Right.
They also have a pork chop. I'm sure they have a salmon. Everybody has salmon now. Truffle scallops.
They're known for
their filet mignon. You have this king salmon, $49.
Aren't they known for like the risotto or like some type of soup or something? I know that I've gotten stuff from there for the Food and Wine Festival before.
Yeah, your mac and cheese.
Me.
Yeah, but anyway, that's my pick. Cellier, never been there. Always want to go there. It would be definitely a date night thing. Most people always try to say go there for a special occasion.
Yeah, I agree. Which park will we visit? Will we be visiting Epcot or will we hop to another park?
Well, obviously, we'd be hopping because that's all we ever do. If it's kind of like a spur of the moment thing, we'd be going to two parks.
Yeah, where else?
What Hollywood and Epcot.
To? I said we would go to Hollywood Studios too, which shouldn't be a surprise because I love Hollywood Studios.
And those just feel like nighttime parks. Like Magic Kingdom would be, but it's not the same. Like, not for, that's just like a ride. If you want to do rides. Like it's not that we're not going to eat anything there really. That's kind of just. How many rides can you do?
Yeah, the only place that Magic Kingdom I would say I would want to eat would be Our Guest. I mean, we could take the girls there, obviously. But
unless you ate at Epcot or Hollywood Foods and then went to Magic Kingdom just to ride rides and.
Yeah.
To finish the night.
I don't know. I feel like Hollywood Studios and Epcot are more relaxing parks, and Magic Kingdom is like. More like go, go, go. But Magic Kingdom is, I mean, I love Magic Kingdom.
And you skip the fireworks.
Yeah. Well, you could go, okay. My park would be Hollywood Studios and we would go to Fantasmic. I really love Fantasmic.
We definitely don't see as much as we used to.
No, we were supposed to see it this trip, but because I didn't feel good, we went back to the resort.
Yeah, so do we tell the people we're going back?
Oh, yeah, so we're going back
the
in
people.
July. We're going back in July, and we're going back like July 1st to the 7th. So excited. We're staying at Pop Century. So we were supposed to be staying at Art of Animation from like June 30th to July 5th. And I found out that we could get the exact same price if we moved it to Pop Century and extended a day. So that's what we're doing.
So then we can redeem and try to do Phantasma.
Yeah. And we get to see all the fireworks for 4th of July, which I've always wanted to see. My birthday is right after that, and that's kind of what I wanted to do for my birthday. So I was like, what if we went and celebrated my birthday a little bit early?
Well, at Disney, you can celebrate anything for, you know, the month before or after.
True. Yeah, that's
I don't think like you get it. Like, we had 2 or 3 birthdays with us last time I went, and I don't think anybody really got a free dessert or anything.
You know what? But I wonder if it's because you're in a bigger group. If you weren't in a big group, like, I feel like big groups are kind of overwhelming to the cast members.
Oh, it's not intimate as a couple. You can just say, well, here you go.
No, like, I mean, you have, like, a button on. If everybody in your party has buttons on, it's kind of
yeah,
like,
they're not going to be like, okay, line up. Here's right. your free Mickey bar.
Here's your Mickey bars or whatever. Kylie.
Well, we weren't even together the whole time, really.
No, but my sister-in-law said that our niece, like, that people would acknowledge her birthday the whole time.
It's because she was wearing a dress all the time.
Well, yeah, she was dressed up like Cinderella or whatever princess.
The magic's not gone, okay? Just no. We're pointed out. Because they were mentioned, like, that were you maybe get a free
did they say that?
Snack or something. That. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, it's up to, you know, they can do what they want to do. It's up to them.
Well, that's the whole thing.
I mean, there's a lot of people who have them all day long, so it's like, you know.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing of, like, pixie dust. It's kind of like unexpected.
So moving on to basically where we were kind of going anyway, rides. So, 3 rides would we ride? 3 rides. That's it.
Rock and Roller Coaster. I was so
sick. We have to pick a park first, or we just whatever. Anywhere.
I mean,
it has to be like it would be the legit day. You can't go 3 different parks.
Oh, I want to take back all of my choices.
So you had to, yeah, you got to pick where.
I want to do, okay, on our date night, I want to do the 4 park challenge. Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot.
And so you wouldn't pick the date night. Be miserable and I wouldn't have fun.
No, I really want to do a 4 park challenge.
And half the transportation wouldn't work out.
I really want to do a 4 park challenge one day.
That's not what we do. So where were you actually going to go?
I said we're going to be at Hollywood Studios. And I wanted to do Rock and Roller Coaster because we haven't ridden Rock and Roller Coaster in a couple of years. That's my favorite roller coaster at Disney World, but it's either been closed or this past trip, like, we ended up going back to the resort and really didn't spend any time in Hollywood Studios at all. And then Millennium Falcon, I put that one on there because Millennium Falcon's so much fun, but we typically do single rider on that one, and I miss, like, getting to, like, drive it, like, ride it with you. You know what I mean?
That one, I feel like it's just such a...
I love that one. It's so
I don't
fun.
Know. It's just so chaotic.
Millennium...
It's fun. But just, I feel like your choices don't even really mean anything what you do, button-wise or whatever.
No, they do. Like, if you're driving it. If, remember last... So
driver, la- yeah.
The last side time, buttons. Last time you and I rode it, we were the pilots. Remember?
That was, yeah, I think one or... How many times? 1 or 2 times?
I think twice. That? One time it was during
COVID.
Yeah,
we're
COVID.
In the back, yeah.
One time it was during
we
COVID.
We told them we didn't want to be in the front.
Yeah. We gave it to there were like 2 small kids.
We were being, you know, we're sitting at the magic.
And then the other ride is Alien Swirling Saucers because we always have so much fun on that one.
What was your first one against Smugglers?
No, Rock and Roller Coaster.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, they're all pretty, you know, tame rides.
No.
5 years old, right? Rides.
Listen, the reason why I want to do Alien Swirling Saucers is because we always laugh so much on that one. And we haven't gotten to ride it in so long.
You're trying to make that ride popular.
I'm not trying to make it popular.
You're trying to defy the ride.
No, but it used to be the background on my phone. It was like the cutest picture of Tony and I just like having a blast riding Alien Swirling Saucers. But hopefully we'll be riding it again in July because the girls, I have it measured on their door and they are inching closer by the month to be able to ride it.
Yeah, we'll just hold them up a little bit. I feel like most of the cast members would do the
no, that one cast member, it may... was like when we were there in November.
Like, whatever.
She was like, oh, just, she was like, here. She was like, maybe just stand her up a little bit. And I was like, she's clearly like 3 inches below.
Not a roller coaster, so don't.
No, I know.
Ain't as strict on a.
They'll be able to ride it next time, so we'll be able to ride.
Yeah. All right.
What's your picks?
So I was saying we were going to hop, but no, it would be an alt Epcot night.
Okay.
Because the rides. I had to go back to the rides. Going back to the front of the park without any pauses, Spaceship Earth.
Uh-huh.
Not to mention because the lounge will probably be open too. So just you can always do the, you know, we're just in rides.
Tony's got a purpose.
You always sneak right by there. I don't know what order this had ever happened and what you could get done within Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Somehow you'd get them done.
Well, you could use Standby Line and Guardians of the Galaxy now.
Maybe go back and forth. Because then the next one would be Frozen.
So then you go back.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't know what order that would happen.
How many laps do we typically make around Epcot in a day? Quite a few.
That's a hot topic for a lot of people.
Quite a few. We do.
Going back and forth around the park.
Well, yeah, but we don't care.
Nah. We like walking.
I mean,
those are my three. Anyway. Make my three better.
I like it.
You gotta set up the nostalgia, and then you get the rides.
Yeah, last time we rode Spaceship Earth,
we were at the Universal fans with us, which they're not even Universal fans. They just kept acting like them. They're yelling, "What's going on with this ride?"
Listen, if you are a family, we desperately love you, but Disney is our place, and everyone did.
They don't listen to this.
No, I know they don't. Nobody listens to our podcast. It's in our family, but anyway,
people just keep listening after we took a year long break.
True. No, but the people said that they missed us. We got on Spaceship Earth, so that was like Epcot was our third day of the trip, and we got on Spaceship Earth, and it was like, I don't know. It was Animal Kingdom, Magic Kingdom, Epcot. Typically, we always do a resort date. We didn't have time for that this trip, so we didn't. My brother's like, you think I could, what did he say? Like, you think I could get shoe inserts delivered by tomorrow on Amazon? And I was like, what? And he was like, my feet are killing me. And so we were all laughing. They wanted to leave. So we left with them. And we went and hopped on the monorail. We went over to the Poly for a little while. And we came back. We were supposed to have a Guardians ride, which we paid for. We didn't make
that. We let the wrong people make the choices of what we were doing.
Yeah.
And it kind of all fizzled out, and it was like, okay.
I just wanted everybody, to like have fun and like know that you can relax at Disney. So we did that. But then
that's where our next episode is going to be on. It's the family trip. And that's the key question that everybody has on, like, how do you do with a big group? How do you do the family? And we knew exactly how it was going to go. We just got to like roll with the punches.
Yeah.
Especially somebody who's never been before, which is pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
It's been so long, it's kind of a point they hadn't really been. So yeah, it was definitely interesting as far as like, you know, how do you navigate anything? And how do you get people to kind of understand how to get on rides and before it's too late and all, you know, so many variables.
Yeah.
So many different ages of rides. People want to do this. We want to do the, you know, just meet and greets, but we want to still make it through. It's pretty complicated, but you just got to really try to get everybody knowledge and up to speed as much as you can.
And we always, we always love doing Disney in a way that it's a vacation. Like, we know we're going to come back. We know that it's, so we don't want to make it stressful. And we felt like when we're with like other people, like they want to be able to see and do more because you don't know when they're going to be back or whatever. And that's totally like what we're there for. But it just felt like kind of like a different trip than our usual trip. In that sense. So, and it's like Tony said, everybody has different interests and stuff. So navigating it's kind of hard. But anyway, we were on Spaceship Earth. We had gotten back to Epcot. We had a little bit until fireworks. And so we were like, until Harmonious. So we were like, let's ride Spaceship Earth and let's get something to eat. So I mobile ordered food from Connections Eatery. We hopped on Spaceship Earth and we sat on Spaceship Earth for probably like, I don't know, like 20 minutes just sitting there.
Maybe.
I don't know. Long. But it wasn't like we were just sitting in one spot. It was like we'd start going and then they would stop. We'd start going and then we would stop. And everybody's like, oh, like, and I was like, we're with a bunch of Universal fans right now. Which if you're a Universal fan, no judgment, but.
You gotta punt it somewhere. Last one.
So the last one, what will we snack on?
You know what, we can't say anymore now. They're the best park now.
I know.
Interesting. We'll talk about it later. Snacks. So this one, we're cruising out. This is not really like a snack. Like, depending on, I guess, how long ago we ate. I gotta get a corn dog.
You love snacks. Oh yeah. No.
Corn dog going out on the boardwalk.
So. You can't see this, but I'm like leaning over. We're recording this.
Never been there either.
We're recording this on the couch right now. So that is part of the reason why I added on an extra day to our trip. Because I want us to try stuff like that we haven't done before. So I think that'd be really cool. And you know what? They have a giant mozzarella stick at that corn dog stand now.
And I'm sure because we had never been there, the cake shop, we'd probably go there and get a $4 piece of cake.
No, I just want to get a coffee.
There's no way I get a coffee there. I get definitely get a piece of cake.
Yeah, well, the people
and just hang out there, check out the vibe, depending what time it is, see fireworks. You never know what's going on, what time that'd be, but
yeah,
that's where I would be.
If so, we're like snacking and we're gonna stay in Hollywood Studios for this one. I want to try the Hollywood Studios gelato cart. I don't know why I've never really like thought of that before. Or like done it before. We've walked past it a million times. Currently, it's in like Muppet Courtyard. Yeah, it's currently like that gelato cart that's in like Muppet Courtyard.
Gelati.
But we've always just like walked past it before, and I've never really paid attention to it. I don't know where they're gonna move it to when Muppet Vision 3D closes, but that's what I would do because you can get like all different types of like gelato and stuff there, and I think it'll be really fun.
I would just try some mirrors, probably.
You know, the thing is, I love Hollywood Studios so much, but I don't feel like there's a lot of really unique snack offerings there. Or we miss them. No, because
there's so much emphasis on coffee and, like, Starbucks.
At Hollywood Studios?
Right in the front, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and, like, the snacks that are in the front there.
Like, you ate that, what is it, like, the whoopie cake? It used to be called the carrot cake, right? Or is it? Yeah.
I left that one a long time ago.
Tony ate that one time, and that was good. But, like, there's not a bakery in Hollywood Studios, like a true bakery. Like you said, yes, there's like the Starbucks, but there's not like a confectionery or whatever that one is called in Animal Kingdom or all of the ones in Epcot. There's not a place like that there where you can get like a fresh Mickey Rice Krispie or something like that. But, and I was watching Disney Food Blog one day and I was like, oh my gosh, the gelato cart looks so good. Cause they were talking about things to get in Hollywood Studios. And I was like, wait, I've been doing this all wrong. I want to go there.
Well, I think that's it.
Yeah, but I don't want to stop talking. Now we're talking about Disney. We're having fun, and I don't want to stop.
We hope you enjoyed it.
Well.
We've got to leave some for next time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to do it for today's episode.
Maybe the trip recap next time. That one's okay. Probably going to be a lengthy one.
You want to record another one? You want to record it right now?
We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode and hopping back in with us. As always, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform. That goes so far to help us continue growing our audience. And we are so excited to be back with you. I'm so excited to have new content ideas that Tony can kind of chime in with on our Double Dose Instagram and TikTok channels. But we will see you right back here next time.
See ya.
Bye.